You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Issa Assad, founder and CEO of Q-Link Wireless. Q-Link, an Inc. 5000 company, is one of the nation's leading providers of wireless voice and data service for the Lifeline program. Mr. Assad, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure to be a part of this, and thank you.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So, Mr. Assad, you're an entrepreneur with a long history of successful businesses. What inspired you to start Q-Link Wireless?
Q-Link Wireless was inspired because I wanted to do something that was unique, that also was a direct-to-consumer reach. And my past experience has always been with telecom, online marketing, and touchscreen point-of-sale service kiosks. So this was an opportunity for me to take all my past experiences and be able to put them all into one and really go into a business that not only is successful today, but also helps people in need.
And it's people like yourself making a difference, no doubt. Now, I understand that Q-Link Wireless is part of the Lifeline program. We mentioned that earlier. Can you tell us more about this program and what importance it has to the customers that you do serve?
The Lifeline program was originally put into law in 1984 under the Ronald Reagan administration, and was to provide low-income individuals participating in food stamps, Medicaid, Social Security disability, and veterans the ability, and people of actually low income, the ability to have home phone service. And that program was successful and went on until about 2008, at which time Hurricane Katrina had devastated the Louisiana-New Orleans area. And under the George Bush administration, the program has expanded now to offer wireless mobile service as well as landline, because in a matter of devastation, there was no, when homes were all underwater, there was no ability to use a landline to call for help or call for 911 or emergency services or family. So that program expanded it into wireless, and that program today, we serve right now about 2 million customers.
And that is absolutely awesome, and that's tremendous as well. Now, Q-Link Wireless was named an Inc. 5000 company and recognized as a top telecommunications company for its growth. What's your secret for growing so quickly?
I think one of our many mantras in this building is something we actually learned from our partners, Facebook and Google, which is ruthless prioritization, fail quickly and get to market, get it working right, and really what we have done is we have a rock star team that's really just dedicated to making sure our success is their number one priority. But agility, innovation, staying on top of the latest technology has always been something that makes the company, our company, do very well. We're agile, and we're able to do things on the fly, and that's what sets us apart from the competition. We were almost named an Inc. 1000 company, but we came in at number 1001. And that was, our new goal for this year to become under the Inc. 1000 number. And I think the technology, we're a technology company first and a telecom company second.
And some great advice right there today. We're joined by Mr. Issa Assad, founder and CEO of Q-Link Wireless. Q-Link, an Inc. 5000 company, is one of the nation's leading providers of wireless voice and data service for the Lifeline program here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Assad, every business person faces challenges. How do you get past these challenges, and what do these challenges teach you personally?
Well, I think one of the biggest things, the biggest challenges in business is when you're in a business and you're selling a certain product, you kind of like to look at the competition and see how they're doing it. And a lot of companies tend to turn around and do the same thing over and over again. And some companies do great at it, while others fail. What we wanted to do was come into a space, look at the industry, understand what works and what doesn't work, but take those elements that don't work and figure out why and how to make them better. we took a model that was really based on people going door to door and street agents and through social service offices, and we were able to take that exact business model and do it online. We went out, we partnered with Facebook, we partnered with Google, we partnered with Twitter and Microsoft, and we said, we have a product that we want to send directly to consumers' homes, and we want to offer directly to our consumer without agents. We want to speak to the customer. And we tried over and over again, and we failed many of times before we finally figured out that once you said you put the right script together, you put the right idea together, and you made it very conscious and consumer-friendly, we made it work. And I would tell anybody that goes into any business, don't be distracted by failing, don't be disturbed, and don't be misdirected. If you believe in anything, you've done the homework on it, you've done the research on it, keep looking at it, and unless you fail at least three or four times, you're never going to get it right. You have to get it to fail first. Nothing works out of the gate. Just be dedicated, and things will always come together when the time is right.
And a lot can be learned from your response to that question, and we thank you for that. Now, besides being a CEO in the technology space, you're also a philanthropist. Can you tell us about some of your projects that you're currently involved with?
Well, I was really, I came into technology and telecom. I've been doing it for about 25 years. I like to give back to the community. I like to be involved. We just recently did a project in Miami where we took a program called the Embrace Growth Foundation and redid all their classrooms, made them all very technology-enabled, and helped these young girls who wanted to succeed be able to have the elements and the tools to be able to establish a future going forward. To my surprise, we were recognized by Congresswoman Frederica Wilson and given the congressional proclamation for our efforts in the area and helping people do better. That was just one of the things that we've done. We do charities, we do fundraisers, Thanksgiving feedings. We do a lot of different things to give back to our community and help where we can.
Lastly, Mr. Assad, as an entrepreneur, what is the one thing that you would do over and over again that you recommend everyone else do as well?
Read and research. You got to read and you got to research. You can't just go into a business and put blinders on and assume the way that you're doing it is the right way. Look at other businesses. Look at businesses that are similar to yours, if not exact, and really just read and research and understand the bad before you understand the good. Everybody wants to understand how something's great, but you got to really look at and see where other companies have failed, what doesn't work, so you don't make the same mistakes. And if you are in a position of making mistakes, take a step back and ask for help. There's nothing wrong with asking people for help. I've been in the technology all my life, but you know what? When it comes to program and development and certain facets of my business, I got to ask my professionals. I got to ask my CTO. I got to ask the people who know more than I do about certain parts of the business, and that's all I would tell anybody. Read and research every part of your business, whether it be the marketing, the technology, the financing, the distribution, whatever it is, you have to understand it nuts to bolts.
Well, Mr. Assad, a wealth of information shared here today, and we can't thank you enough for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Where can listeners get all the details on Q-Link Wireless online and be in contact accordingly?
Visit us on our homepage at qlinkwireless.com.
Again, Mr. Assad, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having me. My absolute pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Isa Assad, founder and CEO of Q-Link Wireless, an Inc. 5000 company that is one of the nation's leading providers of wireless voice and data service for the Lifeline program. And for further details, visit QLinkWireless.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.